So you've been talking about your journey with PALX and many of the TV programmes, yes, such as Dragon's Den. Part of what your story is how you coped with a lot of setbacks, maybe mistakes, and you know, even the 2008 recession dropping, yeah, in. How much resilience is part of your story?
I think it's all resilience. I think it's 100% resilience. I'm resilient. I've made sure that the business is resilient and the people that I employ are resilient.
And that resilience, what has that enabled you to do when you come to those really tough times? You talked about 2008 when you wanted to keep people being fed. You'd got that great big depot, mm, and you needed to keep people in work, keep them fed. What have you pulled on internally?
I pulled on lateral thought, lateral thinking. I pulled on what we do well. What do we do really well? And what should I change and what should I not change? And that's how I came up with the idea of exporting the model.
Because, yes, you were saying how you've exported the model across Europe and you're thinking your vision is globally now.
Yes.
You just talk about how you get that lateral thinking at the tough times. Because some people, you know, they want to crawl away, go back to bed. How do you, dig deep and create that?
I'll give you one sentence, and that's failure is not an option for me. It's something in me. I refuse to fail at anything.
And you had a big message also about telling people about how wonderful each of our individual businesses are, how individual people are wonderful, and getting that message across, because if you don't say it, no one else will say it.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you tell five people how good you are, they will tell another five.
You also had that message related to marketing spending, PR spending,
yes,
because when tough times hit, you were saying about those are often the first people to go.
Yes, they are. And really, your PR and your marketing should be the last, because they can sustain the business. They can keep the business going. And the fact that you're still advertising, you're still driving, even in a recession, motivates your team around you.
A large part of your story today has been about how, as a woman in business, in a very male-dominated environment, how you used that and how you played on that to be able to make sure that everyone can benefit.
Well, yes, I did, because, just because I work in a male environment doesn't mean to say I should dress in a dark suit and a white shirt, and I didn't. I played on my femininity because I am female.
And you said also about how, actually, in many ways, working within a male environment as a woman has really powerful benefits.
Yes, it does, because I think men respond more to direction than women for some strange reason, albeit women multitask much better than men in the main, but men respond more to direction. You give a man, share a vision with a man and give him the direction to follow, generally he will follow that direction.
And finally, with all the businesses in this room, if you wanted them to pull something from what you've said today and to take it home, or maybe from something you've done with Dragon's Den, one of the stories that have come from that, what would you want them to take away and work on?
I'd like them to take away that no business will ever succeed without branding, without good marketing, and without a good business plan.
Thank you very much, Hilary Duvet.
Pleasure.